以下讲座是关于《圣典博加雅谈》第四篇第二十章第二十二个诗节的题目是《主 Krishna 钟爱奉献者的不同事例》，讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2002年6月21号，地点是香港庙。
Atavam Rijyashru KalavilokayanAtavam Rijyashru Kala Vilokayan Atripta Drik Gocharam Ahapurusham Atripta Drik Gocharam AhapurushamPada Sprishantam Shittim Amsa Unnate Vinyasta Hastagram Uranga Vitvisha Vinyasta Hastagram Uranga Vitvisha Atavam Rijyashru Kala Vilokayan Atripta Drik Gocharam Ahapurusham Pada Sprishantam Shittim Amsa UnnateVinyasta Hastagram Uranga Vidvisha Atavam Rijyashru Kala Vilokayan Atripta Drik Gocharam AhapurushamPada Sprishantam Shittim Amsa Unnate Vinyasta Hastagram Uranga Vidvisha Ata thereuponAvamrijya, wiping. Ashruhala, the tears in his eyes. Vilokayan, observing. Atripta, not satisfied,
but 满足
Drigocharam, visible to his naked eye. Aha,
he said,
Purusham, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pada.With his lotus feet,
以他的雙蓮花足。
Sprishantam, just touching,
只是觸碰。
Shittim,
the ground, 地上。
Amshe,
on the shoulder, 在肩膊上。
Unmate, raised,
提起。
Vinyasta,
rested, 休息。
Hasta,
of his hand, 他的手。
Agram,
the front part, 前一部分。
Uranga Vidvisha,
of Garuda, the enemy of the snake.
Trans, Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead stood with his lotus feet almost touching the ground, while he rested the front of his hand on the raised shoulder of Garuda, the enemy of the snakes. Maharaj Prithu, wiping the tears from his eyes, tried to look upon the Lord, but it appeared that the king was not fully satisfied by looking at him. Thus the king offered the following prayers.
聖典博加咸第四篇二十章二十二節譯文：至尊人格守神用佢嘅一雙嘅蓮花足站立，佢係幾乎觸在地上。當佢係將佢隻手放喺加魯達提高嘅肩膊上，加魯達就係蛇嘅敵人，而比圖大軍咧，佢係抹去佢雙眼上嘅淚痕咧，然後佢係嘗試咧係望住至尊主，但係睇嚟國王咧唔係單單淨係望住至尊主就已經得到完全滿足。如此，國王係獻上佢以下嘅禱文。
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The significant point in this verse is that the Lord was standing above the ground, almost touching it. The residents of the upper planetary systems, beginning from Brahmaloka, the planet where Lord Brahma lives, down to Swargaloka, the heavenly planet of Indra, are so advanced in spiritual life that when they come to visit this or similar other planetary systems, they keep their weightlessness. This means that they can stand without touching the ground. Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because he lives in one of the planetary systems within this universe, he sometimes plays as if one of the demigods of this universe. When he first appeared before Prithu Maharaj, he was not touching the ground of this earth. But when he was fully satisfied with the behavior and character of Maharaj Prithu, he immediately acted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan from Vaikuntha. Out of affection for Prithu Maharaj, he touched the earth, but he rested the front of his hand on the raised shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, as if to prevent himself from falling down, since the Lord is not accustomed to stand on earthly ground. These are all symptoms of his great affection for Prithu Maharaj. Perceiving his fortunate position, Prithu Maharaj could not fully look upon the Lord due to ecstasy, but still in a faltering voice, he began to offer prayers.
妙子，在这个诗节里面有一个很重要的一点，就是主呢，他呢就是在地之上呢，就是站立，就还没掂到地的。那在这个的高等的星宿里面的居民来讲呢，就由巴玛罗加、婆罗诃摩罗加呢开始呢，婆罗诃摩罗加就是婆罗诃摩住的地方的，直到是这个的Swargaloka， 意思就是说是天帝所住的地方。那由这里两个星球之间的地方来讲呢，都是一些灵修呢是进步的人士呢，而呢他们呢有时呢会 去到一些低等星宿那里做个探访的。那他们呢就是会变得是无重量的，这个意思呢即是说他们能够呢是站着呢是不需要垫地的。那主 Vishnu 是至尊人格守神，那因为呢他也是住在这个宇宙里面其中一个星宿的，所以他有时呢都是扮演呢一个半神人，在这个宇宙里面一个半神人的角色的。那当他首先是在毗陀大军出现的时候呢，他呢就是没有掂这个地下的，但是当他又完全受到毗陀大军的行为和举止呢满足的时候呢，他立即呢就是以这个至尊人格守神达拉人为昆塔而来的身份呢是出现。他呢因为出于毗陀大军的爱的钟爱呢，他呢是掂了地下，而呢但是呢他另一只手呢就是搭住呢是他的助驾了 Garuda 的膊头的。那为什么这样做呢？ 因為佢係要避免係佢再跌落一啲嘅地方，因為主咧就係唔習慣咧係企喺地下嘅。如此咧就係呢個嘅徵兆係對於咧係佢嘅奉獻者咧係出呢個彼得大軍咧嘅極大嘅愛心嚟嘅。咁彼得大軍咧，佢係得到咁幸運嘅情況啦。佢咧唔能夠咧完全咧係望見咧係主啊，由於咧係狂喜極樂嘅緣故啊，但係依然咧佢係以一個語音即係啞塞嘅聲音咧嚟到嚟供奉咧係佢嘅土民嘅。
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuran Milita Nina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So here in this verse, it is described about the loving relationship between Lord Vishnu and Prithu Maharaj.
在这个诗节是描述到是毗陀大君和 Vishnu 之间的爱心的关系。
And Srila Prabhupada reveals to us how in the beginning,Lord Vishnu is playing the part of a demigod.
咁聖巴布巴咧係揭示啊，俾我哋知道咧，開初嚟講啦，至尊人嘅手上咧係扮演一個半神嘅角色嘅。
We can understand that why people, ordinary people, sometimes think of Vishnu as being on the same level as Brahma and Shiva.
所以咧，一般人咧有時咧會諗啊 ，Shiva 同埋 Brahma 咧係半神人嚟講咧，有時咧。佢哋當咗咧係呢個嘅 Vishnu 都係半神人。
That Lord Vishnu also has his place within this universe。
另一樣嘢咧就係話，Vishnu 咧佢喺呢個物質世界咧都有一笪地方嘅。
And when he appeared before Prithu Maharaj, he also appeared just like a demigod because he was not touching the ground。
咁當至尊人嘅手神顯現嘅時候咧，喺彌陀大軍嘅面前啊，咁佢咧當時咧係冇掂地嘅。
Prabhupada explains how the heavenly planets, like in Brahma Loka or Swarga Loka, where Indra lives, that all of these demigods they have spiritual the Asta cities and they don't need to, they're weightless, the bodies are weightless, so they don't have to touch the ground.
So, Vishnu is like扮演到好似係半神人咁樣嘅行為啊？點解咧？因為喺巴布巴喺個要旨度講啦，喺由呢個婆羅漢摩六家啦，直到係沙拉魯加呢個天帝住嘅地方咧，咁佢哋已經係一啲出生已經係有完備力量噶啦，佢哋嘅身體咧係無重量啊。
So in this way, people may consider that Vishnu is on the same level as the other demigods.
所以好多人咧都認為咧 ，Vishnu 都係同一個層面啦，好似啲半神人咁樣嘅。
But Maharaj Prithu was not bewildered in this way, and he understood Lord Vishnu to be the supreme personality of God.
但係咧 ，Maharaj Prithu 咧，彼陀大軍咧，佢係能夠了解咧呢個至尊主嘅地位嘅，佢係至尊人格守神嚟嘅。
And when Lord Vishnu was pleased and satisfied with the attitude of Prithu Maharaj, then he revealed himself to Prithu Maharaj as the Supreme Lord.
咁當啊，至尊主係受到呢個嘅彌陀大軍啊嘅行為舉止而達到滿足嘅時候咧，佢就揭示俾彌陀大軍睇咧，就係佢咧就係至尊人格守神嚟嘅。
And he did this by allowing his feet to touch the ground.
佢揭示嘅方法咧就係佢容許咧佢嘅腳咧係掂到地下嘅。
So this shows how the Lord can be conquered by his devotees.
咁呢個咧就展示咗咧點樣一個嘅奉獻者咧可以咧係征服主嘅。
That although the Lord is Ajita, he is never conquered, cannot be conquered by his enemies, but he is conquered by the pure love of his devotees.
咁雖然咧主咧被描述為咧係 Ajita， 佢係不可征服嘅，但係佢依然咧係受奉獻者所征服嘅。
He becomes controlled.He comes under the control of his devotees.
佢係受到奉獻者所控制。
And we see this in different pastimes of the Lord. For example, how Krishna was bound up by Mother Yashoda.
咁我哋可以見到其他例子嘅，就好似咧 ，Krishna 咧係受到母親 Yashoda 咧所捆綁。
How Krishna agrees to take the position of the chariot driver for Arjuna.
咁另一個例子咧 ，Krishna 咧係同意咧係成為啊呢個阿朱那嘅戰車夫啊。
That Krishna will become the messenger for Maharaj Yudhisthira。
咁 Krishna 另一次咧係做咗 Maharaj Yudhisthira 猶提斯提納大軍嘅信差。
These are all different examples in which we see the Lord being controlled by his devotee.
咁呢個就唔同嘅例子咧 ，Krishna 咧係受到唔同嘅奉獻者所控制啊。
So this is a, this type of reciprocation is only there because of the mood of pure devotion, because of the pure devotion.
咁呢啲事情發生嘅原因咧，就係因為咧奉獻者咧係出於咧係呢個純粹嘅愛心嘅緣故。
Krishna says, of course, in Bhagavad Gita that he can only be understood by devotion.
咁博加梵哥 Krishna 佢咁講啦，佢話 Krishna 咧只可以係透過呢個嘅奉愛心咧，先至能夠得到了解嘅。
He will not reciprocate with a person just simply by performing some karmic activity.
一啲人咧，佢哋如果係做一啲嘅業報嘅活動咧，唔能夠了解主嘅。
We may make some sacrifice for Krishna, but if there is no real devotion there, Krishna will not reciprocate.
咁一個人可以做好大嘅祭祀犧牲啦，但係如果當中咧係冇呢個奉愛心嘅嚟講咧，咁主咧唔會回應佢哋嘅。
In the same way, one may be a great scholar and have lots of philosophical understandings, but if there is no devotion, then Krishna will not reciprocate.
一個人佢可能係大學者咧，佢可能喺度做研究啦，但係如果又係冇愛心嘅話咧，咁 Krishna 亦都唔會回應嘅。
It is Maharaj Prithu. He is a Kshatriya king, but he has kept the mood of devotion for Krishna, for the Lord.
毗陀大君咧，佢係雖然咧係一個薩帝利一個國王嚟嘅，但係佢依然咧係對呢個至尊主咧係充滿愛心嘅。
In performing sacrifices, it is certainly very easy that one would become very fruitive.
咁當做一個祭祀犧牲嘅時候咧，咁好容易咧，一個人咧會係變得好功利性。
But Maharaj Prithu kept this mood of devotion for the Lord.
但係依然咧係 Maharaj Prithu 咧，佢係保留呢個對主嘅愛心嘅。
He was not simply interested to get some result for his activity.
佢唔係希望咧，係從中呢個祭祀犧牲裏邊咧，係得到呢個嘅果報啊。
And the result is that the Lord is revealing Himself to His devotee.
咁佢得個結果反而咧，就係主咧就係揭示佢自己咧，俾佢奉獻者睇。
This Maharaj Prithu is Shaktavesha avatar, he is empowered for the purpose of ruling the world.
咁毗陀大君咧 ，Maharaj Prithu 咧，佢系一个赋予力量嘅化身嚟嘅。咁佢系代表住咧，系主咧系管理啊呢个嘅国家嘅。
So ruling the world is certainly no small responsibility.
咁管理国家嘅时候咧，意思即系话咧，系有好多嘅责任啊。
And when one has such a big position, it is very easy to forget that there's actually someone who's over and above you, who is superior to you.
咁當一個人咧，佢處於咁高嘅地位嘅時候咧，佢好容易忘記自己啊，就忘記咗咧有個更加高嘅人物咧，係比佢之上嘅。
Lord Brahma also admits that because he has the position of being the supreme in the universe, he sometimes forgets that there's someone above him.
咁婆羅漢摩 Brahma 咧，佢都亦都係咁樣去承認嘅。佢話咧，有時咧，我處於呢個高位咧，呢個宇宙之中嘅最高嘅管理人咧，我有時都忘記咗咧，其實另一個人咧係高過我嘅。
And similarly, Maharaj Prithu could have fallen into that same trap.
咁所以咧，係毗陀大君佢都係有機會咧，係墮入呢個陷阱嘅。
Previously, Maharaj Prithu was born from the body of Vena, the demonic king Vena.
咁之前嚟講咧 ，Maharaj 呢個嘅Vena 咧，佢係被殺啦。咁之後咧，由佢身體咧就誕生咗呢個毗陀大君嘅。
So Vena, he was such an atheist, and he stopped all of the Brahminical rituals and had everyone simply accept him as being the supreme.
咁 Vena 王咧，佢之前咧係好邪惡嘅，咁佢係唔承認至尊主嘅地位咧，佢係要求啊佢嘅人民咧都係當佢咧係至尊嚟嘅。
And as a result of this, of course, he was cursed by the Brahmanas and died.
佢因為咁樣做法咧，所以佢係被呢個婆羅門詛咒咧而死嘅。
And then Maharaj Prithu was created by the Brahmanas from his dead body.
咁後來咧，由佢嘅死嘅身體咧，就由婆羅門咧喺從中咧係創造咗呢個毗陀大軍出嚟嘅。
But Maharaj Prithu did not make the same mistakes which Vena made.
咁當然咧，毗陀大軍咧，佢冇犯錯，好似咧係 Vena 王咧係咁樣做。
Instead, he has re-established the proper social order in the planet.
咁佢再嚟重組呢個嘅社會嘅架構啦，同埋嗰啲嘅分階啊。
And he has not become overwhelmed by his success.
咁佢冇因為佢嘅成功咧而係狂喜啊。
But he has remained a humble servant of the Lord.
但係佢咧係依然咧係維係住自己一個好謙卑嘅敵人仆人嘅地位。
And we see Lord Vishnu showing his appreciation for his devotee.
咁我哋睇到咧係主咧係好欣賞咧佢奉獻者所做嘅嘢。
That he appears, it seems almost as if Lord Vishnu is testing him. First of all, appearing to be in the form almost like a demigod.
咁睇起嚟咧，主 Vishnu 咧，佢開初嚟講咧，想考驗下毗陀大軍嘅，佢係以呢個半神人嘅姿態咧出現嘅。
But then revealing himself as the Supreme Lord Narayana.
咁後來咧，佢又揭示自己咧係真係為呢個嘅至尊人格守神那拉人嘅。
So it's the nature of the Lord that he likes to please his devotees.
所以主咧佢本質咧就係希望咧取悅奉獻者。
As a devotee wants to please the Lord wants to give more pleasure to the devotee.
就好似咧係奉獻者想取悅主啦，咁主咧亦都係想咧取悅佢奉獻者嘅。
And in this way, there's always a transcendental competition going on.
咁所以咧呢個就變成咧係互相嘅一個超然嘅一個競爭喺度嘅。
So devotional service is continuous.
所以咧，奉獻服務嚟講咧，係一個連綿不斷咧，係一路進行緊。
It is not that one thinks that now the Lord has a now I've satisfied Krishna, now I can retire.
並不是咧，一個人諗住咧，而家我咧係已經滿足咗主啦，我可以退休啦。
But devotional service, it's not only in this world, but in the next life, and even after liberation, there's still devotional service.
但係奉獻服務嚟講咧，其實唔單止今生嘅，甚至乎係來世都有嘅，甚至乎你得到解脱咗之後咧，都係繼續緊嘅。
For the impersonalists, they simply make a show of devotional service with the idea that they will become the supreme.
對於一個非人格神主義者嚟講咧，佢咧就係有個概念啦，希望成為至尊者嘅。
They will worship the deity with the idea that that worship will eventually be given up when they become the They themselves become the deity.
咁非人嘅神主義者咧，佢都崇拜神像啊，但係佢諗住咧，崇拜到一定時候之後咧，當佢變成神嘅時候咧，咁佢就唔需要再崇拜啦。
Prabhupada gave the example how people may take help from someone to come up the stairs.
咁巴布巴解釋咧，如果一個人咧，佢或者要另一個人嘅幫助咧，去上呢個梯級嘅。
But then, as they get up the stairs, then they knock the hand abruptly away.
咁當佢上完梯級嘅時候咧，佢就將堂梯就抌咗啦。
In the same way, people accept a spiritual master, and then they can abruptly give him up.
咁又或者一個人可能接受一個靈性導師啦，咁到一段嘅時候咧，佢就放棄嗰個靈性導師啦。
But that is not the Vaishnava tradition.
咁樣做咧，並不是一個 Vaishnava 嘅傳統嚟嘅。
The spiritual master is seen as the eternal spiritual master.
從靈性導師咧，係被視為一個永恆嘅靈性導師嚟嘅。
It is not some temporary relationship that we take a guru till we become liberated, then we give up the guru.
咁並不是一個短暫嘅關係啊，就好似我哋咧係接受個靈性導師咧，到我哋解脱之後咧，我哋就唔需要佢啦。
We don't just do some service for a little while, and then once now we think we're liberated, so we can give up service and just sit back and enjoy.
咁並不是咧，係我哋做一段時間嘅服務之後咧，咁我哋就達到解脱咧，咁我哋就唔需要任何事情咧，我哋就坐喺度咧係享受啦。
So here we see Maharaj Prithu and how he has been performing so many nice activities for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu.
咁我哋睇到咧係 Maharaj Prithu 咧，佢係做好多嘅祭祀犧牲咧，為咗 Vishnu 嘅滿足嘅。
First of all, as a ruler, he'd been protecting the citizens.
首先来讲呢，他作为一个统治者来讲呢，他是要是保护这个人民的。
Curbing all the demonic elements。
他要是在他国家里面呢，是清除所有这个邪恶的分子。
And then performing different sacrifices。
咁佢亦都要履行好多嘅祭祀嘅犧牲啦。
Making sure that the earth would yield all of the different grains necessary for to provide foodstuffs for the citizens.
佢亦都要保證咧，係地球能夠出產咧好多嘅植物啦，同埋呢個五谷啦，等咧係人咧係有食物嘅。
And now finally, Lord Vishnu has appeared in his sacrificial arena.
咁最後嚟講咧，佢嘅祭祀場啊，嗰度做祭祀犧牲嘅地方咧，咁係。主 Vishnu 咧係出現啊
，and now Maharaj Prithu is going to go on to offer his prayers to the Lord。
喺呢個時候咧 ，Maharaj Prithu 咧，毗陀大軍咧，佢係差唔多要開始咧，係獻上佢嘅禱文嘅。
He could have just thought that, oh Lord Vishnu has come to congratulate me to tell me what a great devotee I am。
佢並不是諗住咧，啊好嘢啊！而家主 Vishnu 咧係嚟到咧，係恭喜我啊！我係幾咁偉大啊
！Lord Vishnu has come to thank me for doing His work of maintaining the universe。
咁啊！依家咧係主 Vishnu 咧係嚟到咧係恭賀我啦！我係做咗咁偉大嘅事情咧，係幫啲人民啦。
But Maharaj Prithu doesn't think like that. Maharaj Prithu is a humble devotee. He wants to take this opportunity to give more glorification of the Lord。
咁並不是咁樣嘅 ，Maharaj Prithu 咧，毗陀大軍咧，佢係好謙卑嘅奉獻者嚟嘅。咁佢咧就即係喺主嘅面前嚟講咧，佢係仲想係服務主嘅。
So this is the mood of a devotee. Devotee always takes every opportunity to do service for the Lord.
所以呢個係奉獻者嘅心態，佢係想找緊每一個機會咧嚟到服務主嘅。
A foolish person, they want to take service from God.
一個愚蠢的人咧，佢就希望咧神服務佢啊。
Just like Prabhupada or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati also, they talked about how the Christians pray to God to ask God, give us our daily bread.
咁包括講啦，好似嗰啲基督徒咧，佢係日日都會祈禱啦。佢話唔該神咧，你俾每日嘅食糧俾我啦。
But a devotee doesn't pray to Krishna to give us our daily bread.
但係奉獻者咧，佢唔會係祈禱 Krishna 咧，叫佢俾每日嘅食糧俾佢。
A devotee gives Krishna his bread.
咁反而咧，奉獻者咧會俾呢個嘅食糧咧係俾 Krishna 嘅。
We're offering so many different foodstuffs every day to the Lord.
我哋每日咧供奉咧係唔同嘅食品咧係俾 Krishna 嘅。
So this is a higher mode of worship than simply begging for bread.
咁呢個係更加高超嘅一種嘅崇拜嚟嘅，唔係話淨係乞求咧每日嘅食糧。
A devotee doesn't want to simply give to take from God, but rather they want to give.
我哋並不是咧係淨每日咧係求取咧係食物啦，反而咧我哋希望咧付出嘅。
A devotee always thinks that the Lord has given me so much. I have taken already so much from Him. It is my duty to give something.
咁一個奉獻者咧，佢會係有咁樣嘅概念咧，就係話其實咧主咧已經供應我哋咧一切好多好多嘅嘢，所以而家係我哋嘅責任咧係回報翻佢咧，係供奉一啲嘢俾佢。
So in this way, a devotee uses everything which he has in the Lord's service.
所以奉獻者咧，佢係利用佢一切所擁有嘅嘢咧，係服務於主嘅。
Our body, mind, words, everything is dedicated to the service of the Lord.
咁我哋嘅心意啦，我哋嘅身體啦，我哋嘅説話咧，都係用嚟咧係完全咧係對於主嘅服務嘅。
And by acting in this way, then we actually liberate ourselves from the material existence.
咁樣做嘅話咧，我哋可以達到咧係解脱出呢個嘅物質嘅捆綁嘅。
This is actually real yoga, connecting ourselves with the Lord by active service.
呢個先至係真正瑜伽嘅目標嘅，就係咧同至尊主咧係用服務嚟到聯繫嘅。
So Maharaj Prithu, although he is he has a material position, he is in a fully transcendental position.
所以咧 ，Maharaj Prithu 咧，毗陀大軍咧，佢係一個處於一個好超然嘅地位嘅。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's the example of Maharaj Priyavrata.
咁喺《博伽亚坛》咧，有另外一個例子咧，就係Priyavrata
Priyavrata, yeah. Now Priyavrata, He was actually, as a young man, he had gone to the mountains and he had become the disciple of Narada Muni, and he was leading the life of a renounced person living in the mountains.
咁 Piyawata 咧，当佢年轻嘅时候咧，佢喺山上咧系修炼啊，咁佢成为咧系呢个Narada Muni 嘅门徒嚟嘅。
However, his father Swayambhuva Manu wanted to retire from being the emperor.
咁当时嚟讲咧，佢嘅父王咧叫做系 Maharaj
Swayambhuva。
Swayambhuva Manu 咧，佢当时咧系年纪老迈啦，要退休啦。佢想揾翻个仔咧继承个皇位。
So Swayambhuva Manu managed to find his son, and he requested him. He said, "I'm getting old now. I want to retire and prepare for my." You know, for the end of, for my, I want to become vanaprastha and give up my worldly duties and prepare for my next life. So I want you to come back and become the emperor.
佢咧周圍揾啦，佢嘅兒子咧，後來佢揾到佢之後咧，就同佢講啦：嗱，依家咧我已經係即係年紀老啦，我要進入一個另一個人生嘅進階啊，叫做咧係行腳僧啊，我要咧係準備我哋來生啊。咁所以咧，而家我需要你咧，係繼承我皇位咧，去繼續即係處理我呢個俗世嘅責任嘅。
So Narada Muni and Priyavrata Maharaj, they were thinking, "Oh no, no, we don't want to come. He can't come." Narada Muni would say, "No, he cannot come with you. You know, he's just a brahmachari. He's doing nicely here. He's very peaceful and satisfied here. If he comes back to become the emperor, he'll become entangled in worldly life."
當時咧，佢嗰個Piyawata 啦，同埋佢嘅靈性導師 Narada Muni 咧，都唔同意呢個嘅做法啊。因為咧，佢覺得咧，呢個 Piyawata 咧喺呢個修院咧係做得好好啦，又做一個 Brahmachari 精守生做得好好啦。同埋咧，如果佢真係繼承呢個皇位咧，佢會係即係捆綁於好多俗世嘅事務啊，咁啊，成為一個好迷慾分心嘅人啊。
Narada Muni is very expert in taking people out of material situations. He'd already delivered all the sons of Daksha.
咁當時嚟講咧，呢個嘅Narada Muni 咧，佢係好精通咧，係帶人出呢個嘅物質嘅處境嘅。咁佢之前咧已經係將Daksha 國王咧，佢嘅有10,000個兒子咧係拯救出嚟嘅。
He had saved all of the sons of Daksha from becoming entangled in material life.
咁 Daksha 嗰啲嘅兒子嚟講咧，好多已經咧係免於呢個物質嘅捆綁噶啦。
However, as Narada Muni and Swayambhuva Manu were talking, Lord Brahma appeared.
咁就係當呢個嘅呢個事情咧，係一路討論當中咧，係婆羅漢摩 Brahma 咧係顯現啦。
And Lord Brahma instructed that it would be good for Priyavrata Maharaj to go back and become the emperor.
咁當時咧係 Brahma 咧係咁樣講啊，佢話咧，不如咧都係讓呢個 Piyawata 咧係翻佢國家咧係繼承呢個皇位咧。
And he assured him that don't worry, you will not become entangled in worldly affairs.
咁 Brahma 咧，亦都係作咗承諾咧。佢話：你唔需要驚嘅。你當你做呢個嘅皇帝嘅時候咧，我保證你唔會受到捆綁嘅。
So in this, under the instructions of Lord Brahma, Priyavrata Maharaj gave up his renunciation in the mountains and came back to live in the palace and become the emperor.
咁喺呢個嘅Brahma 嘅勸戒之下咧，咁 Piyawata 咧佢就翻去佢嘅國家咧，係坐上皇位咧，係離開咗呢個嘅山上嘅收集嘅。
And then he duly entered into householder life and took part in so many worldly affairs.
咁佢就過一個家居嘅生活咧，咁就做好多俗世嘅事務啦。
And finally,he achieved perfection and was able to renounce him, detach himself from all of these affairs.
咁到最後嚟講咧，佢咧就又過翻一個棄絕嘅生活啦，咁啊離開呢個俗世嘅責任嘅。
So we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have the examples of these types of rulers that although they have to take the position of rulers, they're able to maintain their mood of detachment from the material existence.
所以我哋見到咧有好多嘅統治者咧，咁佢哋都係奉獻者嚟嘅，咁佢哋 雖然是做很多俗世的事情，但是他們 都維繫著一個心水，就是有個棄絕的心水。
So these great kings are always worthy of our worship.
那類的皇帝來說都是值得我們崇拜的。
We see in the modern times how ordinary kings and different rulers, they become easily, they become so much entangled and so much degraded by their opulence.
我們看到現今的統治者或者皇帝來說，他們是受捆綁於這個物質的處境，他們是很墮落的。
Of course, in the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was a great king called Maharaj Prataparudra.
當然在彩坦爺的時代，有個很偉大的國王，他叫 Maharaj Prataparudra。
And he took the opportunity to give valuable service to Lord Chaitanya.
他在找機會為彩坦爺作這個服務。
There's a nice story actually about Maharaj Prataparudra. It's described that one time before Lord Chaitanya, some 100 years before Lord Chaitanya, the king of Puri, he went to fight a battle against the king of Trichy.
當時是講翻呢個彩坦爺嘅《逍遙時光》裏邊講到咧，係關於呢個 Mars Prataparudra 嘅。咁喺彩坦爺誕生之前100年咧，咁有個普里嘅國王咧，佢係幫手有打嗰場仗啊，係對付咧係國王咧叫做 ，sorry， what's the last the king name？
Trichy is in South India, in Tamil Nadu, where there's a great temple。
喺個 Tamil Nadu 嗰個地方嚟講咧，有個好大嘅廟嘅。
Where the Sri Rangam temple is.
是 Sri Rangam 一個主的化身，一個廟來的。
So at this time, the kingdom of the king of Puri was very great, and it extended all the way down to South India.
咁當時咧 ，Puri 呢個地方嚟講咧，係個版圖好大嘅，一路伸展到咧喺呢個南印度嘅。
So the king of Puri had a very powerful army, and he was expecting that he would easily defeat this king of Trichy.
咁當時咧，佢係一路想擴展佢版圖咧，呢個嘅即係普里嘅國王啦。佢諗住咧，好容易係擊敗呢個南印度嘅 Trichy 嘅國王嘅。
But somehow they got defeated.
但係唔知點樣個普里嘅國王係挫敗咗。
And when the king of Puri was going back, he had a dream.Lord Jagannath instructed him that you had then he had committed an offence against Lord Jagannath.
咁呢個嘅當佢係失敗而回嘅途中咧，咁佢瞓覺嗰陣時咧，咁啊 Jagannath 咧係報夢俾佢聽啊，佢話你咧係即係做咗個冒犯啊，向咗 Jagannath.
So he went back to the temple in Jagannath Puri and he offered prayers to Jagannath.And then Lord Jagannath told him that you should go and fight again, and this time I will come with you.
咁佢翻去 Jagannath Puri 咧，係去翻 Jagannath 廟嗰陣時咧，係禱告嘅時候咧，咁 Jagannath 同佢講咧，佢話咧你再次去宣戰啦，咁咧今次咧我會同你一齊噶啦。
He said, not only I will come with you, but you can, Balaram will also come.
咁唔單止我同你去，連 Balaram 咧都跟埋你去噶啦。
So this time.They went, and as they were going, he was wondering if Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram were actually coming with them.
咁當時咧喺呢個宣戰嘅途中咧，佢咧就即係想知道佢究竟Jagannath 同埋 Balaram 咧係咪跟住我行去咧
？But then when they came to one town, then they came to one town on the way, and they were told that two soldiers had already come, and one was very.White color and one was a blackish color.
咁當佢到達一個嘅城鎮嘅時候咧，嗰啲嘅即係當時嗰啲嘅村民咧，就同佢講：，因為你哋有兩個即係先頭部隊，有兩個嘅即係士兵啊，係早嚟到你哋，一個係白色，一個黑色嘅。
And they said they had taken lots of food, and they said that the people, the army coming behind would pay the bill.
Was it? Sorry.
They'd taken lots of food.
Oh.
And they said the army coming behind, the king coming behind would pay the bill for all of their food.
Oh, 咁嗰呢兩個嘅士兵咧，佢哋咧就食咗好多嘅生果啊。咁佢仲同一啲嘅老闆講話，哦，後邊嗰啲軍隊會俾錢嘅。
So in this way, the king was encouraged, and he went on and fought the battle, and they won.
咁後來咧，呢個嘅國王咧帶住一成支軍隊咧就去打仗啦。咁後來咧打贏咗。
So the king of Trichy was defeated, and the king of Puri took away his daughter.
咁當呢、這個Trichy王咧係戰敗咗之後咧，佢嗰個嘅普里嘅國王咧就帶走咗佢嘅女兒啊。
He took the daughter of the king of Trichy back with him as a prisoner.
咁佢咧就帶走咗佢嘅女兒咧就作為一個嘅戰俘啊。
Because the reason why they were fighting actually was because there was a big argument. They had a big argument between them.
咁點解會有呢場仗咧？原來咧，佢兩個國王咧係有個好大嘅爭執嘅。
Originally, they were going to arrange a marriage between the two kings.
咁之前咧，佢哋有個嘅協議咧，就係話將有個女兒咧係出嫁嘅。
But the king of Trichy decided he didn't want his daughter to marry anybody in the family of the king of Puri.
咁但係咧 ，Trichy 咧國王咧，佢又唔想將佢女咧係嫁俾咧呢個普里國王裏邊嘅任何一個嘅人啊。
The reason was he thought the kings of Puri, he said they are all just sweepers. They sweep the road for Lord Jagannath.
因為咧，佢知道咧。呢個嘅普里國王咧，佢哋嘅家族咧，只不過係一啲嘅清道夫啊，佢哋幫Jagannath咧喺度清潔嘅啫。
So we're not going to have one of our my daughters married to some family who are just sweepers.
所以咧，佢就唔想咧，佢嘅千金咧，佢嘅呢個公主咧，係嫁俾一啲嘅清道夫嘅家族嘅人嘅。
You know, before Ratiatra, they always you have somebody, the king will come and sweep.
咁喺彈車節嗰陣時咧，個國王咧會走上前咧，係做清道夫咧，係清潔嘅。
So this was a real insult to the king of Puri, and this is why there was the battle.
咁因此咧，呢個係對呢個普里國王咧一個好大嘅侮辱啦。所以咧，佢哋開始呢個戰爭啊。
So after the king of Puri had captured the daughter of the king of Trichy, they brought the girl back to Puri, and the king of Puri said, "Get her married to some sweeper."
咁當呢個嘅戰爭係完結咗之後，同埋俘虜咗呢個 Trichy 嘅。嗰、那個嘅公主之後咧，咁佢咧就要懲罰呢個公主好啦，就等佢嫁俾一個嘅清道夫啦。
So the girl was kept there in Puri, and the ministers of the king they were supposed to arrange her marriage to some sweeper.
咁後來咧，呢個嘅即係普里國家裏邊嘅總理咧，咁佢咧就要安排啊呢個戰俘嘅女兒咧。就係嫁俾一個清道夫嘅。
So finally, it came to Ratiatra day, and the king of Puri came, and he was sweeping the road for Jagannath.
咁後來咧，到呢個彈車節啊，即係 Jagannath 出遊嘅時候咧，咁呢個 Puri 嘅皇帝咧就揸住個掃把啦，喺街上咧幫 Jagannath 咧開路，同埋咧係掃地嘅。
And at that time, the minister of the king came forward and said that.Actually, he said, there is no better sweeper to marry this girl than yourself, that you are the right person to marry this girl.
咁呢个丞相咧就同国王讲啦，佢话咧呢个嘅女士嚟讲咧，就再揾唔到咧更好嘅清道夫咧去出嫁噶啦，除咗咧你阁下之外啊。
一个清道夫嘅人士咧系嫁俾呢个嘅俘虏嘅公主啊，你咧就系最适合人选啊，因为你系清道夫嚟嘅。
So in this way, these couple were married, and their child became Maharaj Prataparudra.
咁呢个之后咧，佢哋两者就结婚啦。咁后来佢哋嘅生咗一个儿子啦。咁就系呢个 Maharaj Prataparudra 嘅。
And Maharaj Prataparudra, of course, was able to give personal service to Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees.
咁后来咧，呢个国王咧就系能够咧系提供咧系。彩丹爺的服務和彩丹爺其他奉獻者的服務。
Any questions?
有沒有其他問題？
他
How can we see the affection of the Lord for his devotees?
問題就是問為什麼我們怎麼可以看出是主是對奉獻者的那種鍾愛的心呢？
Well,We can feel it from the heart. There's the heartfelt feelings.
咁我哋可以从内心感受一下，感个心话俾我哋听。
We can also feel it. We can see it through his own devotees, through the Lord's devotees.
我哋亦都可以透過咧係其他嘅主嘅奉獻者而得知嘅。
We have to also have faith in the words of the Lord in the Scriptures。
當然啦，我哋亦都要對經典裏邊主所講嘅説話有信心啦。
If we are acting according to His instructions, then we can actually feel the presence of the Lord。
如果我哋按照主嘅訓示嚟到做事嘅話咧，咁我哋可以感受到主嘅臨在。
When we sincerely try to render service to the Lord, then we can feel the satisfaction of the mind that we have actually tried to do some service for Him.
咁當我哋咧係按照主嘅説話嚟到做服務嘅時候咧。咁我哋可以感受到咧，係一種心意上嘅滿足啦，同埋係會係高興嘅。我哋能夠有咁嘅嘗試咧，去做奉獻服務。
The Lord is in the heart, and He reciprocates with feelings from that heart.
咁主喺我哋嘅內心裏邊啦，所以咧主咧就係會回應咧，係我哋做嘅服務。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that He gives us the understanding by which we can come to Him.
咁博格梵高咁講啊，佢話咧 ，Krishna 咧係會俾到我哋嘅理解力啊，好讓咧我哋能夠就近佢啊。
So in this way that we have the inspiration from the heart, we have the inspiration from the devotees, and we have also the words of the revealed scriptures.
咁所以咧，我哋係從內心裏邊得到靈感啦，從奉獻者嗰度得到靈感啦，亦都從經典裏邊咧係得到一啲訓示嘅。
I think in this, through these different mediums, we can understand the feelings of the Lord.
咁我哋從呢啲唔同嘅媒介咧，我哋可以感受到主啊。
Just like when we do something which we shouldn't be doing, when we act in a way which is not according to the will of the Lord, then certainly we don't feel satisfied or pleased by it.
就好似咧，如果我哋做一啲事情咧，系违背主嘅意思或者系唔啱嘅话咧，咁我哋自然唔会感到满足嘅。
When we go on Harinam, Sankirtan, we're chanting and dancing.We know that this is actually a very pleasing activity to the Lord and to the spiritual masters.
咁當我哋去哈里藍啊，或者係唱頌啊、跳舞嘅時候咧，咁我哋知道咧，呢啲活動嚟講咧，係好取悅主啦，同埋取悅靈性導師嘅。
We may not see any physical or practical results from that activity.
咁或者我哋做呢啲嘅活動嚟講，冇實際一啲嘅結果喺度啦。
But we feel the effects of it ourselves, that we're actually satisfied, we're blissful as a result of it.
但是我们会感受到这些活动是对我们有所影响的，我们会感受到满足和高兴的。
So in all of our service, when we sincerely try to serve Krishna according to the instructions of Krishna and Guru, then certainly we feel pleased and satisfied.
所以任何服务都好，我们是真诚地想服务主的话，咁我哋就係去根據呢個主啦，同埋嘅靈性導師嘅説話去做嘅時候咧，咁我哋會真正感受到內心嘅滿足嘅。
If we didn't feel that satisfaction, then there's no reason why we'd continue to do service.
咁如果我哋內心唔感受到滿足嘅時話咧，咁我哋就根本係冇理由要繼續呢個服務嘅。
The fact that we're able to continue to do this service all the time is an indication of the satisfaction which we're getting from that service.
如果我哋一路经年累月都继续做服务嘅时候咧，即系其实指示咗咧，我哋内心咧系感受到一啲满足嘅。
If a devotee is not happy in his service, then we must consider why they're not happy in their service. What are they doing wrong? They must be doing something wrong.
咁問題咧就係問，如果奉獻者喺做服務時候，即係佢唔係咁快樂嘅時候，咁代表係冇呢個主嘅鍾愛。咁個問題答案咧就係話，如果我哋做服務有唔滿足嘅地方或者唔快樂嘅時候咧，我哋要查察一下究竟唔滿足之處喺邊度咧？
We must be neglecting some important instruction.
咁我哋可能咧係忽略咗咧係某方面嘅一啲嘅訓示嘅。
So we should if we're not feeling happy in our, we should begin to analyze what am I doing wrong, what's wrong.
咁可能要反省一下咧，究竟我哋犯咗咩错啊，同埋有啲咩需要补救。
You want to say something, Chandrasekhar? No. But that's usually how it is. That when somebody's not satisfied, there's something wrong. They're doing something. Somebody just sent me an email. They said that they had a dream that devotees leave Krishna consciousness because they haven't been reading, or Prabhupada spoke in a dream to this devotee. He said that the reason why people are leaving ISKCON is because they are not reading my books enough.
咁我收到一个电邮啦，咁就有个奉献者咧，佢发梦啦，咁包报梦俾佢听咧，就话啲奉献者点解要离开 ISKCON 咧，就系因为佢哋冇读呢个好好读我嘅书啊。
So it's important for us to hear a little every day. You know, we try to speak a little on Srimad Bhagavatam.Discuss some topics from Prabhupada's books.
咁好重要啦！我哋每日都会系读一啲博加亚谈嘅诗节啦，同埋系讲述一啲嘅诗节嘅。
Because that gives us the philosophical strength to counter our mind, to work against our mind.
咁呢个咧系可以帮助我哋咧征服我哋嘅心意嘅。
If we don't hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, then we'll hear from the mind, and our mind will just generate all kinds of mundane thoughts.
咁如果我哋唔阅读《博伽亚谈》征服心意嘅时候咧，咁我哋心意咧就会征服翻我哋咧，同埋我哋可以充斥着咧好多嘅物质嘅思潮嘅。
They what? They listen every day. Yes, they may listen.But how much are they, what, in what way are they listening, you see? It is not, listening is not just only in physical presence. It's not just only just being present, but it's actually hearing. It has to enter the heart. We have to hear in a surrendered manner.
咁嘅问题问咧，有啲人都成日听讲课，但系佢都离开咗。咁 Maharaj 就答咧话，虽然佢系聆听嘅，但系佢聆听嗰个嘅。品質係點樣咧？一個人聆聽咧，佢係需要進入佢嘅內心。
If we hear in a challenging manner, then that will not be good.
咁如果一個人以挑戰嘅心態嚟到聆聽咧，咁係唔好嘅。
No, there has to be submissive hearing.
以一種謙恭嘅態度咧，謙遜嘅態度去聆聽嘅。
Anyway, even if people do leave, they will also come back.
咁點都好啦，嗰啲人有聆聽嘅人咧，佢漸漸咧會翻翻嚟嘅。
Sometimes people have to go away in order to understand what the opportunity, in order to appreciate the opportunities they actually have. Sometimes they have to lose it.
咁有啲人咧，佢哋可能需要離開一陣啦，去學習啦，呢種嘅寶貴性咧，佢哋翻翻嚟咧會即係更加欣賞嘅。
But whatever knowledge they got when they were here, they can never forget.
咁但系咧，佢哋所聆听嘅知识嚟讲咧，佢哋永远都唔会忘记嘅。
And we should pray for them that they can come back.
我哋都向佢祈，即系为佢哋祈祷啦。咁希望佢哋有朝一日翻翻嚟啦。
We don't have any bad feelings towards them.
我哋唔需要咧，系对佢哋有啲咩嘅。即係唔好嘅感受。
Prabhupada said, "Don't be surprised who goes away; just be surprised who stays."
咁 Prabhupada 解釋咧，我哋唔需要好奇怪咧，啲人係離開啊，我哋要奇怪嗰啲人逗留喺度。
So just pray to Krishna that somehow we can stay.
咁希望祈禱為我哋向 Krishna 祈禱咧，希望我哋繼續留低咧。
Maya is so powerful.
假象係咁有力量啦 ，Maya。
It is not surprising that people go away. It is surprising that we still have some people here.
咁我哋唔需要驚訝啲人離去咧，我哋好驚訝咧，我哋繼續逗留喺度。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.